You're listening to SBS News.
As Australia's Environment Protection and Biodiversity Conservation, or EPBC Act, undergoes a review, more than 180 leading health professionals and groups are warning that a failure to improve the laws will have a devastating impact on public health. In an open letter organised by the Doctors for the Environment of Australia and the Climate and Health Alliance, they're calling on the federal government to use the 10-year review to improve environmental and biodiversity protections. Fiona Armstrong is founder and executive director of the Climate and Health Alliance. She says the EPBC Act has failed in its objectives to protect Australia's natural environment and biodiversity.
Australia's got the second highest rate of biodiversity loss in the world. We're globally recognised as a land clearing and deforestation hotspot, and our water resources are in decline on the driest continent on Earth. So these are huge impacts on our natural environment on which we depend.
She says that all has serious implications for our health and well-being.
The health of human beings is entirely dependent on the natural world. And the failure to enact effective environment laws in Australia is meaning that the foundations for human health and well-being are being undermined.
Dr. Catherine Barraclough is the Victorian Chair of Doctors for the Environment Australia. She says the fallout from the horror bushfire season is a prime example of how failing to protect the environment can negatively impact on human health.
People lost their lives, and that was very clear and easily recognised. Many people were displaced. The mental health impacts are likely to be substantial and evident for a long time. But more recently, there's been some research that's come out that's shown that the smoke pollution itself also caused a lot of adverse health impacts. So there were over 1,300 presentations to emergency departments with asthma just because of the smoke. Over 3,000 people hospitalised for heart and lung problems, and over 400 excess deaths just from the smoke alone.
The open letter warns that destroying ecosystems through practices like deforestation could lead to an increase in the frequency and severity of public health crises like the coronavirus pandemic. Fiona Armstrong explains.
When you remove forests for agricultural production, for example, that means that all of the other species that relied on that forest for protection and food, that's lost for them. So we're undermining the health of other species. That means that they are less healthy. They're more inclined to contract diseases themselves. And as we move closer into the habitat of other species, it makes it more likely that those diseases can jump from animals to humans.
Dr. Catherine Barraclough says the signatories are calling for three main policy changes, beginning with recognition that human health concerns should be central to environmental law reforms.
There are so many flaws in the law. You know, if for instance, it was enacted back in 1999, and at that point it wasn't clearly recognised that climate change and species loss and human health were really intricately connected. And you know, as I mentioned before with the bushfires, it's really clear now that all three are intertwined, and that, you know, we need to think about climate change in environmental protection, but climate change is not considered by our environmental law at all. We feel that we need an entirely new generation of environmental law, that just making small reforms are not going to be good enough. So that's another thing we're calling for. And the third request or recommendation is that the institutions responsible for developing and delivering our environmental law must include public health experts.
She says neglecting to implement the open letter's recommendations will leave Australia ill-prepared, not only for dealing with the impacts climate change will have on the environment, but for addressing what it will mean for human health and well-being.
We need to make sure we're, you know, ready for the next crisis when it comes, but you know, the predictions suggest that we won't be able to keep up with the pace of the crises if we don't address the root causes. And I think that's true for, you know, certainly the climate change impact, but probably for pandemics as well. It really doesn't make sense to be fighting each individual infectious disease. You've really got to look at why we're seeing more of them and what we can do about it going forward.
The review panel's draft report is expected to be released in June. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.